Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. September is here, and this is my first podcast, and I can't believe it because I feel like it just started and I'm halfway through September, and I'm booked till October 5th. And what's happening? You know, I need to quiet it all down. I had a wonderful yoga class with Yogi Shelley this morning, and it brought me back to where I needed to be. See, the thing is when I stop practicing yoga, I start flying like Superman. I need to stop doing that. I need to relax because life is delicious. And if you don't smell the flowers, it just flies by. There is so much that I need to say in this podcast, and I wanted to do it before tomorrow's podcast because tomorrow I'm having Sophia over from Here Comes the Sun. And we're doing a live podcast, which should be fun because she's a beautiful girl and she sells beautiful bathing suits in Miami, Florida. And I really don't know why they choose me. I'm 47 years old, 5'2", and, you know, I'm scarred all over my body. And I'm like, why do these bathing suit companies keep coming to me? And I know why. It's because I'm not afraid to connect with people and get the message out there. And for that, I am very grateful that I don't have any fears doing that, but I definitely have fear putting on bathing suits. Definitely have fear. I'm working on that because in the end, my scars help other people heal. So yeah, have at it. Be a vulture of scar watching. So September 20th, Miami Women Who Rock. I know it's sold out, but I just feel like I need to say this. What a wonderful organization. It is celebrating the women in this community. Next year, I heard that there's going to be the first man. This has been 10 years now in the making, and Roxy NBC is going to cover it. I am one of the recipients this year. I don't even know like how to like thank everybody. Thank Solution Beauty, who they sponsored me for this event. Emily Zuby from Miami Women Who Rock. Shop Splash, who will be fitting me. Back up. Their clothes is just crazy. And I just feel like Coral Gables is doing a great thing by hosting these events at the Biltmore. Tomorrow at 9 in the morning, before the podcast with Here Comes the Sun, we are going to be in South Miami, courtesy of TSG Magazine, and we're going to be talking about Instagram, which I find fascinating. Instagram for me is one of the most fascinating tools to communicate with. Why? It's fun. It's easy. And you could do whatever you want because, hey, what's the worst thing that can happen? You press delete. That's it. That's the worst thing that can happen. But you can have fun with it. You can show your personality and you can make money all at the same time. It's pretty incredible. So how to boost your business tomorrow in South Miami by TSG Magazine. This is an invitation only event. Because of the space. So I can't really tell you where it is. But what I can tell you is that I do believe in social media being a great platform for a brand's consumer direct contact in so many ways. So yeah, if you have any questions regarding that, you can always call me. I do own a marketing company and I am a chief branding officer for myself. Awareness is something I can create at the press of a button. The reason I can do all of those things and be very effective is because I eat healthy and Lunchology is my best friend. At the end of the day, yes, Leah, the owner, she's been on the podcast too. She's one of my personal best friends, but her company actually gets me through some of the hardest times. Like when I came home from Baltimore from leaving my son and the bag was there, I almost cried because it was a constant in my life. It's delicious, it's nutritious, and it's made with love. It's much more than a meal plan. And LunchologyMiami.com, Revitay 10 saves you money. Why not? If you're going to get healthy, save a little money. Also, JeanesseGlobal.com. So I had an event with for JeanesseGlobal.com, and everyone's raving about the human stem cells. I don't know why. I mean, I've been saying this for 6 months. I'm showing this for 6 months, and it's only getting better. Because like a compounded interest, you just keep compounding. What happens is it keeps growing at a rate that you can't control. So it's, I do it every which way. So Jeunesse Global, Revite.JeunesseGlobal.com. If you go on that, or if you need help spelling it, because sometimes I fuck up too, it has different products. They all have this magic human stem cell in it. I don't care about it. What I do care about is the result. It's all natural, and it's good. And it's good. And it makes you look good. And better than that, it makes you feel good. And since you guys know I'm a diehard about feeling healthy, this is a no-brainer. So I'm having people call me and saying, oh my God, Magda, this really works. Well, yeah, I know. So if you want to have it really work for you, give me a call. White with style. Teeth. It's really very easy. You go to the dentist and you get them whitened. Or you whiten them yourself at home with whitewithstyle.com. Revite 10. Once again, the reason they choose me in this case is because I have perfectly aligned teeth that are very, very white. I have a couple of chips that have been replaced by Andy at Bliss Dental. And yeah, when you smile with so much confidence when your teeth are white. So, and it's actually quite cost effective and it's easy. So White with Style, Revite 10. Angels Watching Over Me, AWOM. I will be in Dania, I think it's the first October 5, and talking to the younger generation of Angels Watching Over Me. They're females, and I'm very excited about this because a lot of women see me as strength. They see me as valiant. They see me as brave and courageous, and I don't really see any of that. What I do see is somebody that refuses to give up on life. I don't give a shit if my husband's cheating on me. I don't give a shit if girls are hating on me. I don't care about my bank account amount. I care about being happy. And that is a choice I make every day. Now, I have a friend of mine. She lives in Austin. She's also a life coach. And she said to me, Magda, I want to argue that point with you. And I want to say to you, you do not choose happy. I am going to defend my point to her and to anyone else. It takes an enormous amount of courage to be happy. And it's a choice that I make every single day that I believe everybody else can make too, because they have the autonomy to make the choice. It doesn't matter if your boyfriend talks down to you and tells you you're fat and you're bad and you're ugly, or is you're married and your spouse is cheating on you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have in your wallet. What matters is your choice to be happy. And you can make that choice throughout all of that. Like, if you really think about it, the only thing you can control is yourself, right? So why not control the negative and say, I dispel you, almost like Expelliarmus from Harry Potter, where he waves the wand and he says, get out. You know, I say Alohomora, which means open in Harry Potter. You see, I speak many languages and I let the good in. And I definitely keep the bad out. For instance, I am presently going to be in litigation for approximately another 2 years. Imagine that. I swear I feel like I'm under siege. Better than that, by somebody that I loved greatly. And you know what? I'm happy. I'm grateful. I'm healthy. I'm alive. It's not a light. People are like, Magda, because you bring so much light when I come into the events, and that's why I get all these great invitations, all these great things in the mail and all this stuff. No, it's not. It's not a light. I'm just like everybody else. I have a zillion defects and insecurities and dependencies, just like everybody else. But here's the thing. I refuse to give up. That's where I'm different than everyone else. And plus, I don't give a fuck what you think. And that's why my Instagram brings so many brands, right? It's not because I'm exceptional. On the contrary, I'm almost 50 years old. So there's a lot of 20-year-olds that have beautiful bathing suit bodies, but they have fear, right? They have fear. If you can't make the choice, which it's hard, it's easier to be a pessimist in today's society with things like 9/11 happening, it's easy to fall into pessimism. It's easy to stop caring. Well, guess what? I'm never going to stop caring. I don't give a shit who says what or who's against me or my thoughts or what I wore or the makeup I wore or the makeup I didn't wear. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to continue to plow through it all. And what? Be happy. It is a choice. My first podcast ever was Happy. It's called Happy. And I wanted to start my career in podcasting with Happy. Because happy is so very, very important. And you got to do whatever it takes to get you there. So as far as events go where you can participate, Angels Watching Over Me is the only one. And it's in October. Everything else is sold out or by invite only. I'm just in shock at all of the wonderful opportunities that I've had in this month so far, and in the rest of the month coming up. I can't tell you how excited I am for next weekend. It's just a great time. My son is thriving. Thank you for asking, and thank you for the emails and the texts and everybody's kind words. He's very happy. The Florence hurricane, yes, I believe, I understand how funny it is that he leaves Miami, Florida, goes to school, and he's in the eye of the hurricane again. It's kind of funny. And speaking of hurricane, finally, I think I'm going to begin to fix my house. It's only been 2 years since I've been trying to fix my house. I've been begging to fix my house for 2 years. And finally, we signed the order where now it can start being repaired, because we are in hurricane season. And I almost did die last year. And I was very fortunate to have a friend of mine, Peter Miller, come and save the day for me again. And yeah, I'm just a very fortunate lady. Tax season. It's tax season, big deadline, September 15th and October 15th. I have a great accountant. She is fantastic. She's a CPA. If you guys want a referral, let me know, and I will be happy to refer you to a wonderful, honest female accountant. Because, and that's another thing that I find kind of ironic. I just got back from Toronto with Tommy. I was in a G2. Not a G6, like a G6. What an amazing experience that was, having dinner with Steve Carell at the Soho House Toronto. I mean, it really is. And that's another thing. I'm a member at Soho Miami, but man, the people in Soho just around the world are amazing. They're just amazing, kind people. And they really, for the past 5 years, I've been part of their family, and I feel almost as safe there as I do at Anatomy, but definitely Anatomy takes the cake for me, guys. I mean, there is no question that it's growing. We're going to Midtown, and I think we're going to the Hotel One, and that family for me has been, and for Roman, has been amazing, just amazing. They call me the life of the party. I actually won that award, the life of the party, and I get it. It's not about I'm such a party animal, because I'm not. I only drink wine. It's because my heart is in it. And when your heart is in it, you're going to win it. It doesn't matter what it is. I believe very much in the Anatomy culture, just like I believe in the Soho culture, just like I believe in community. If you go with community, you're going to get really far. If you go at it alone, you're going to get far, but you're not going to get the farthest. There is so much power in numbers. There really is. And it's something that should be looked into. I don't care what religion you are. I feel like if you go in community, you're always going to get farther. I feel like the community around me in every way is very strong. And I think that that's part of the reason why I'm always successful in life. And who gauges success? Who? I mean, you are the one that makes your own finish line. So I'm always crossing lines, and it's because of the people around me. And I'm very grateful for all of them. I was going to originally call this the con man. And I think I might still call it the con man. Reason being is that I'm dealing with a con man a lot. And it's just alarming, really. But I was thinking, instead of focusing on the negativity of what's going on in the court case around me at this time, I was thinking more about focusing on the positive aspect of it. And instead of the con, you know, being taken, I don't know if you guys saw the movie The Grifters with Angelica Houston, where they're always on the take. They're always on the con. If they can steal $5, they will. 25 cents, whatever they can, they take. That, for me, is a con man. But I wanted to switch that hat and think about the man. And personal life is always so much fun in this house. Who is she with? Well, you're never going to know, ever. Because I learned my lesson with my former relationship. Unless I'm married, I'm never going public again. Because you got to break up and then you got to break up again. And it's really painful, really painful. So I wanted to focus on the connected man, the considerate man, the conscientious man. That man does exist. I know them in real life. I know men that are kind, that are attentive, that try to elevate the person that they're with. And I want to focus on that. I get a lot of people ask me, hey, you should open up a dating service because you know so many people. I get it. And it's because I know so many people that I would never do that. Why? If I can connect you and I feel you have something in common, of course I will, but not for the purposes of love. Now, I have married three couples. I introduced three couples. I married them and they're still together, all of them. Now, I don't think that that's a coinky dink. I think I have the power to broker. I think I see things and see a possibility or a magic. Better than that, I see the goodness. Because where there is potential, there can also be pitfalls. But I also try to focus on the goodness of the situation. And I think that's why I was very successful in uniting these three marriages. Now, if only I could apply that to myself, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? So let me focus on that privately. And I promise I'll come out on Instagram once I'm married again. Till then, it's anybody's guess. So I'm having a lot of fun. And I do terribly miss my son, but this is what I'm doing. Anecdote for people that sent their kids empty nesters away. Oh, also Between, new line coming out. Between, remember this, Between. It's going to be outrageous, like a new Off-White, a new Kith. I know the owner, so I'm trying to help him out. The new anecdote is to, for empty nesters, work, okay, round the clock, work, work, work. Work out a lot, just a lot, until you're exhausted. Like I tell Roman all the time, and he called me and he actually told me that he practiced it. If you're ever lonely or confused or angry, and this is something that Mr. Rogers used to teach the children back when he had the show, and actually the show's still running because it's an incredible idea, is to teach children. We would have less problems if this was mandatory. Teach children how to cope with their emotions. The way you cope with your emotions is by exercising. I promise it works every time. And he said, Mom, I did it. I did all the push-ups when I, he's going through the learning of how to live on his own. So he did what I told him. He started to exercise at night. Until you get tired, and when your body's tired, then your mind relaxes. Same thing with yoga. It's the same thing. You don't have to change your life. You don't have to change your appearance to be a yogi. You don't have to change anything. You just have to practice. Whether it is sit-ups or push-ups or downward dogs, it doesn't matter. As long as you're doing something good for yourself. That's really, if it's planting, if you're gardening, cooking, meditation, coloring books. I mean, I have a coloring book on my desk. Believe me, it's not I don't see negativity all around me. It's not I don't get pissed off 17 times a day or that I'm not sad 1,000 times a day, but I refuse to give in to that. I'd rather use that and turn it into goodness and meditate or elevate, but definitely not eat an ice cream bar or, dive into cigarettes again, because I was there. I was an avid smoker. And speaking of smoking, next podcast, we'll talk about stop smoking, start living. So tomorrow's podcast, Sophia, Here Comes the Sun, will be on the show with me. Maybe I'll get a bathing suit again. The last one was like a tiger print. Not the American Apparel one. This was a bikini that I took to the Bahamas, which was outstanding. And the cover up as well. I think I like the cover up more than I like the bathing suit. I want you guys to enjoy the rest of September. We are halfway there. I want you to file your tax returns, especially the corporations, by October 15th, because if not, it's costly. I want you to order Lunchology, use Revite 10. White with Style, use Revite 10. Revite.JeanesseGlobal.com. Look for these things. And October 5th, if you're interested in helping out young ladies that are less fortunate, angels watching over me, please reach out. I'm thinking about going back to the Chapman Partnership, and because they really want me to go back, but I'm trying to find the time. I know November's a good time because Thanksgiving, I will be giving thanks. So that's it for today. I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. The con man, instead of focusing on the taker, focus on the considerate man, somebody that says good things to you, that pays for you, that pets you, that loves you, is kind to you. That's what you need to focus on. So focus on the good and expel the bad. Expelliarmus. Okay. Thanks for listening. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company, delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals, or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.